Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Chasing Cars with Claressa and Julian Coe from SG Car Mart, only on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Claressa Montero. On the phone, I'm joined by Julian Coe, editor SG Car Mart. We're talking about cars that, you know, I say this so nicely, sit wonderfully in the pocket, basically means they're very well priced and most of us can afford it. And they're fun to drive. And the question, of course, is what cars are they? And are they really as good as they say they are? Julian. Right? I mean, they can say all kinds of things, but we shall decipher all of their sayings and then tell everyone whether they're saying the right things or not.
Well, I hope you are saying the right things too. I hope we're on the right track.
Well, we have to be honest, you know.
Oh, yes, well, that's fair.
We have to be honest. Now, let's start with a car that I have for a while said is very cute. In the true sense of the word cute, it's like some people might think it's ugly. Some people might think it's what is that? I really think it is cute because to me, this car makes me smile. I'm talking about the Nissan Note.
Yes, actually, you know what? In the past, if someone were to come to me and say, you know what, the Nissan Note is going to be a very appealing and fun-to-drive sort of car.
You think they were mad, right?
I would have given them a punch on the face and say, wake up. But not anymore, not anymore. You know what? The Nissan Note now, so-called the e-Power Hybrid, is actually a very, very well-spec car. I took the car out for about 4 days, I remembered, and the wife and I, both of us, we walked away very, very impressed.
And it's cute.
I won't go to the extent of saying it's cute. Cute is like ugly and but adorable. I'll just go straight and just say, you know what, it is a good-looking car.
It's cute in the same way that Hello Kitty is cute. There's no There's honestly, there's no the ugliness about the current Nissan Note e-Power Hybrid. It's just cute because it's small and it comes in cool colors. I am looking at their flagship color, which is like a yellow or gold or whatever that is. And it's really, really quite appealing. It makes me smile.
Okay, and it's actually not as small as you think it is. I mean, yes, it is a compact hatchback, makes it very easy to maneuver, makes it very easy to park. But the Nissan Note has always been well known for its interior space. It's actually a very spacious car. It's a sort of car that, you know, can fit easily 3.5, maybe even 4 behind. You can squeeze 4 behind. It's ample leg room, ample head room. It's just some engineering wizardry that they have done, Nissan has done. And I'm really, really impressed. And not forgetting, I've got two Rascals. One child seat, and everything is just there. The missus sits behind, and everyone is happy, comfortable. And get this, they are actually specking the car with Napa leather air standard.
That is actually really cool, especially because of the other thing that made me smile about the Nissan Note. The price. I am a typical Singaporean wife and mother, and, you know, it comes down to price for me. Prices start at about $70,000 and go all the way up for, if you want to go crazy on the specking, to 104. But you don't have to buy the 104. You can look at the 70, 72, 74, 76, 80,000 varieties and be very happy with the car that you get. And that makes me a brand new car. A brand new car,
yes.
Julian, for under 80,000, under 75,000. That's pretty special.
It is. And you know what? You just have to get used to the driving behavior of the car, because this e-Power Hybrid car is, they actually have what we call that one pedal drive, which means you really don't have to even tap on your brake pedal at all. You just have to control the accelerator pedal. When you lift off, there's actually a very strong regenerative braking that sort of brings the car to a complete halt. So that saves on your brake pads for sure. It's really easy, man. I mean, I got used to driving the car so quickly. It's ridiculous.
You got used to it, really? I'm going to stop right there.
No, but it's cool. It genuinely is a cool car. I'm actually quite impressed with this car. If you ask me, and mind you, I'm saying this because this car, my wife and I, we were just thinking, should we get another car? If we want to get another car, it has to be a compact hatch. This was on our to-buy list.
because it is very, very well priced, it is quite fun to drive once you get past the whole one pedal thing, which, you know, you say really easy to get over, right? I will be, you know, full disclosure, admit I never quite got comfortable with it. But that's because, that's really honestly because I'm a three pedal kind of girl. You know, you take two pedals away from me, my feet were confused.
There was a time when you drove the Hyundai. One of the, was
we're
it
not
the
going
I-30N?
And we're not going there.
That was just
ancient
ridiculous.
Ancient history. But the one pedal thing, that took a little bit of getting used to. Of course, when you buy a car, you are committing to owning it for a few years. You will get it by then. I had it for what? 2 days. Come on.
Oh, well, fair enough. But still, that's just ridiculous.
Yes, but you love me anyway. Anyway, the other thing that made me smile was considering the size of the car, and it is a compact hatchback, the boot space was 330 litres. So maybe you can't bring a week's worth of groceries and the strollers and the child seat and the barang barangs, but you certainly can bring quite a bit of stuff. 330 litres is not nothing.
Ridiculous. 330 is more than enough for a lot of grocery shopping.
Exactly.
Honestly, I mean, yeah, it's a lot, like seriously a lot. So we don't exactly need, well, how much do you need? 500, 600? You don't need that much.
It depends on how big your children are and how much they eat a week.
Ah, well, that's
your children
people.
Are much smaller and younger and they don't eat as much yet.
That's true. That's true. I hope they don't eat much at all.
This is true. There's a whole different challenge there altogether. Okay, now when we say compact hatchback, I think one of the cars that comes to mind, actually top of reference, is the Honda Jazz. Now it is a hybrid and it is also quite well-ish priced. Not as well-ish priced as the Nissan Note, but it is a Honda after all. You are paying premium. But this one I won't say is cute. I think this one moves into the realm of functional, nice lines for me.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? We did a twin test with the Honda Jazz Hybrid and the Nissan Note e-Power, and my money was on the Nissan. But my colleagues all say, no, it has to be the Jazz. The Jazz, instantly from car to car, it's just the better car to drive, more refined, it's just more bang for buck. I couldn't wrap my head around it. I just couldn't, because when I drove the two cars back to back, I just thought that the Nissan Note e-Power was such a better car to drive. But no, I mean, I don't know, my colleagues felt that the Jazz was a better car. I can't fault them. I think the Jazz is a very capable drive. That 1.5 litre is quite punchy, and it does have a lot of features, which is really, really nice. But it has a smaller boot space compared to the Nissan Note. I don't really enjoy that. I mean, it only has got some 285 litres, which is really significantly smaller. It's significant enough for me to reconsider my purchase. But here's the thing that I just couldn't look past, is the way the car is designed. I don't like how the Jazz looks. I like how the Jazz drives. I just don't like how the Jazz looks.
And how important are looks to you?
Well, okay, you think about this, right? Realistically speaking, if you have to drive the car for the next 5, 6, maybe even 7 years, or maybe even longer, this is the car you'll have to face with every day before you, when you are walking towards your car. And it's important that when you walk towards a car, you feel good about the car that you are driving. You feel good about the car that you own. And I walk towards a car thinking, oh man, my car looks horrendous.
Okay,
right?
That's an interesting take. I actually have driven a car that wasn't so pretty, but was just really, really fun to drive. But I did discover a way to get around that. And the way to get around that is this. Every car is designed by different design teams, right? The front end is designed by a different team as the back end, which usually means if the front end does not appeal to you, the back end probably does. In the case of the car that I used to own, that was exactly the case. So I'd always approach the car from the back. And then there was no problem. It wasn't ugly.
I'm not going to do that for like 5, 6 years, man.
Yeah, but you're a unique individual. And a lot of us actually think the Honda Jazz looks not bad. Quite nice. Could even be considered as cute. I will have to agree with you in saying that it is not as cute as the Nissan Note. But it is a Honda Jazz. And therefore, already at that point, it has some selling power just because it is a Honda Jazz. Specs-wise, they're very similar. And right now, Honda has got some discounts.
Oh, really?
Got promo. So it wouldn't be a bad time to go check out the Honda Jazz Hybrid. However, the list price is $107,000. So bear that in mind. It is significantly different from the Nissan Note. Now, we go to the car that I would buy. Simply because, yeah, well, it says it all in the name of the car. Suzuki Swift Sport. I have always, since the first version of this car came out, thought that they were cute, cool, fun to drive. And I haven't changed my mind about it yet. And then Suzuki Swift Sport, right? Usually you think Suzuki Swift Sport, a bit more expensive. Right now they're sitting at about $110,000, and there are no promos.
You know what? It's a car that I'll happily buy without any promos.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's this code name Z3, or rather ZC33, isn't as special as its predecessor, the ZC32, but it's definitely priced more competitively, because when the 32 came out, COE was some $90,000. That was just ridiculous. But now it has dropped significantly. And of course, this car is now a 1.4-liter mild hybrid. And this whole mild hybrid, while it doesn't really contribute a lot more to fuel consumption or fuel economy, the start-stop system is a lot more refined. And of course, it's still a very slick 6-speed manual gearbox. Not to mention, I think that is probably, how often can you walk into a showroom and say, I want to buy a manual car? You can't, not in today's context anyway. I mean, not anymore. But, well, the Swift Sport allows you to do just that.
I love it.
I cannot stop saying it. I love it. However, uh-huh. My wife doesn't want it because she thinks it's too small. I think it's ridiculous.
I'm sorry, what? Your wife, who thought that the Nissan Note was can buy, thinks that the Suzuki Swift Sport Mild Hybrid is too small.
Yes, that's right. Because the Note is way bigger.
Sorry, I love the woman, and I think, you know, you married up from your own standards, but on this front, I'm going to have to disagree with the woman and agree with you.
Right. The Swift Sport was such a sweet car.
That is such a bizarre reason. Okay, never mind. She's allowed. She has mothered 2 children for you. She's allowed to have these moments. But I will, okay, full disclosure, I will say the boot space, not particularly large. 265 liters is not particularly large. But, you know, because it is a Swift Sport, I don't care.
Okay, well, yeah. I can't disagree. I hate to say this, but I can't disagree. I'm totally with you on this.
It's like all the things that you say, oh, you know, it's a bit small. Oh, the boot's a bit small. Oh, it's a bit this. Oh, it's I don't care. For me, this week, all 3 of these cars, by the way, are great. The Nissan Note e-Power is great. I really like it, despite the one-pedal thing. I like the Honda Jazz Hybrid a lot, because I think if you're looking at compact hatchbacks, you cannot ignore the Honda Jazz. But far and away, as far as I'm concerned, my star buy is the Suzuki Swift Sport.
Likewise, I can't disagree. It has to be. I mean, it's down, like, really just...
Down to driving, you know, a car that it's like, plus minus $110,000, depending on what kind of deals are on offer on the day you go down to the showroom. You know, so price-wise, it's very happily in the pocket. But more than that, this is the car that will put the biggest smile on your face driving.
I will actually, just thinking about the car already puts a smile on my face. Right. I don't even need to drive it yet.
Whatever silly color you decide to choose it in, this car, and they do come in some, that yellow is a bit bright, can I just say?
Yeah, please don't tell me Dragon Orange. They don't have orange there.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
They have more reasonable reds and blues and what have you. But this car is, you know, is such a cute pocket rocket to drive. It doesn't really matter what color it comes in.
Can't disagree. I think I'm perfectly fine with it. I'm very particular with my car's color, by the way. But, I mean, for this, you know what? If you give it to me at a very good price, put it in Dragon Orange. I'll be more than happy to have it.
Oh, put it in Dragon Orange at Purple Polka Dots can also.
Ooh.
That's me, because this is how much I like this car, Suzuki Swift Sport Mild Hybrid. It's my star buy for the week. I think it's Julian's as well. We don't agree very often. That ought to tell you everything you need to know. Go check all three of these cars out, though, because if you're looking at a compact hatchback, you really should. This has been Chasing Cars with Money, FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Julian Koh from SG Carmart, who I can't believe I unanimously agreed with today. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.